to Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO. We do it each and every Friday. And as we gear up for the start of the regular season, just a few weeks away, believe it or not. Steve, it's good to have you back on. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. Battling Atlanta traffic, headed to the airport to pick up my son and granddaughter. And it is a mess out here, people.
Yes, we've got you as a captive audience stuck in traffic. That's for darn sure, man. Hey, I know it's just preseason, but it was kind of cool to see Zachary Risache looking the part. I mean, you know, if he wasn't doing the job, we'd have something to complain about. But he looked good, albeit in preseason.
Yes, he did. Very composed, accurate shooting, a little bit of flair, a few passes between the legs. Mm. It was a lot of fun to watch. And then Seth Lundy hitting the game winner with 0.3 seconds left was all you could ask for in a preseason game. And we've got another one coming up Monday night against Philadelphia, which will be interesting. We had to postpone our Miami game because of the weather down there.
Yeah. And again, I know I've heard Coach Quinn Snyder talk about, you know, defense leading the offense and what he's trying to preach. He also was talking about the pace. Listen, I know, again, it's one preseason game. You can't, you know, put too much stock into it, but I do feel like he wants to go a little bit more up-tempo and get these guys out running and take advantage of the athleticism of the Risaches and these guys that we picked up and, you know, Dyson Daniels and all these kids.
Absolutely. I mean, ideally, we want to get the ball over half court within 3 seconds and start going and moving the ball. And so I think it's interesting that we opened against Indiana because hopefully that's kind of the way we're going to play this year is like Indiana, which I think is the most entertaining offense in the league.
Right. Now, they don't play a lot of defense, but that's kind of okay for us then. Steve Coonan's with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline as we're getting ready for the Hawks to take care of business. The Bulldogs, by the way, Steve, we're heading out there this weekend to miss state game. Are you nervous about this Texas game? I don't want to say it's an afterthought for what we're going to see Saturday at Sanford, but this Texas game just looms large. Or as a Georgia fan, are you saying, hey, with the playoff, we can still lose to these guys and get in?
Nah, I mean, you want to win every game. You don't want to have two losses in mid-October, so it's a very big game, and I thought the Auburn game was a tough-fought game. We've got to handle business this Saturday, but the Texas game is looming large. And then your favorite sport, F1, is there the next day, so that town ought to be electric.
It will be. Yeah. No, it will be, and the prices are reflecting that. We got to ask you about what has become the new FanDuel 404 crew versus what was the six-man section. What's the difference? What's it mean for fans that are going to be in that section? We have Hawks fans that have reached out to Mike and I and said, look, are we going to have this section for fans that we've had in years past? The answer is yes, but it's been rebranded?
Yeah, so Kia was a sponsor of the six-man section for the past several years, and they wanted to try some new assets, and we wanted to be in business with FanDuel, who is an Atlanta company. They have over 1,000 employees in the marketplace. And the only difference is, and the reason that we told people, sorry, we're, you know, going to have to redo this, is because for FanDuel, you have to be over 21. And so, unfortunately, we couldn't announce FanDuel when we announced that. It would have been smoother doing it all at once. But the exciting new news is FanDuel, like I said, a great Atlanta company, tech company, is going to be sponsoring, and I think it's going to be back bigger and better than ever because the six-man section is one of those iconic things in our building that I think really helps make the game experience really unique and one of a kind. And so I've been dying to make this announcement, and today was the day.
Good to hear, because, you know, as Carl said, a lot of folks were kind of fired up over it and kind of where it was going to be heading. It's worked out so well. The Falcons have kind of taken their own variation on that and what they have now with our boy Tigger kind of running the show at Falcons games.
Yeah, our guy.
Yeah, the PA announcer. And Steve, by the way, for fans who are like, what is this, Dukes and Bell? It is the section where there's chanting and noise and thundersticks, and you're just trying
to try out for it. The giant faces, you got to hang, handle the flares, etc.
You're trying to distract the team, the opposing team, from, you know, having any success whatsoever, but it creates a vibe in the arena if you've not been. And so, just to kind of lay out the fundamentals of it, but it's been a big deal, and people wanted to make sure it was back, and we now know it is. Again, it is now called the FanDuel 404 crew. All right? So for everybody that was wondering, Steve Coonan joining us. Steve Coonan is brought to you by Georgia Natural Gas. Keep it simple with great rates, reliable service. Get our lowest rates of the year at GNG.com because these days, simple is just what you need. All right, as we talk about the NBA upcoming season, one of the big stories, Steve, and you know this, is going to be LeBron and obviously Bronny, right? And I saw them out on the court, and LeBron said, you know, he had to do a double take. He looked at his son, and they were out there together. And I get it. The pageantry of it, you know, the symmetry, whatever, it is a cool moment. But how much of this are we going to get all season long?
Too much.
Well, I hope we get a ton of it because we have the Lakers' first pick.
That's true. Now, that's true.
So I'm hoping Bronny starts at center, plays forward. I'd like to see him play 48 minutes a game. Love LeBron, great guy, icon for our league. But I hope Bronny's a starter instead of Anthony Davis.
Yeah, well, come on.
I mean,
I said I hope.
Yes.
I mean, like, it is a great story because everybody remembers, you know, seeing the generational thing in baseball and the Griffies playing together. But this one, I mean, is it on merit or is it simply hype? That I think that's the question some basketball fans are asking about the Bronny experience.
Mm.
Well, time will tell, but I hope he gets a lot of time on the floor. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I did forget about the pick thing, though. You're right about that because we need the Lakers.
Yeah, we need to pay attention to that. That could be special.
Yeah, that's a good point. Steve Coonan joining us here on Dukes and Bill.
All right, Steve, we were talking earlier about the NFL, and it was funny. There was a story during the game last night that Amazon, of course, has got the Thursday night game, and the NFL is looking for a review of a critical moment. It was a botched punt that made contact with the receiving team, and the NFL didn't have the Amazon video. It's almost like the NFL didn't pay the bill for Amazon, or they didn't know their code to get that. How do you think that's working out, by the way? I mean, I know we're used to the new paradigm of streaming and everything else, but, I mean, the NFL's printing money. That was kind of funny, though, last night.
It was one of the most amazingly transparent moments when they said, well, in talking to New York, Amazon had a better replay than they did in New York and missed the punt hitting his finger. And I'm like, oh, my. We are at something we've never seen before. That's both admitting guilt and truth-telling.
Yep.
And that they didn't pay their subscription, you know?
By the
Come
way,
on, NFL.
And by the way, I'm a big Al Michaels guy. I know the last couple of years has kind of become in vogue with media critics to say that Al's lost his fastball. I thought, you know, putting Herbstree on pro was maybe not the play. I mean, maybe with some more other partners or somebody else, even like a Ryan Fitzpatrick or even like, a Richard Sherman, they'd have better juice or something. I don't know. What do you think of the broadcast itself?
Well, I love the pregame. My son represents several of those people, so.
Right.
We absolutely love it, and I think Andrew Wentworth is a real talent.
Mm.
You know, it's weird because Herbie we're so used to in the context of college football, and Al Michaels we're so used to in that big primetime game that I can see how the two of them kind of sometimes are unsettling together. I would say that, you know, their chemistry hasn't gelled like Chirico and Collinsworth and you know, Buck and Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Right.
So I hear you, but it doesn't mean it's bad. It's just not something we're used to.
Right.
All right, Steve, last thing for me. The NBA is always working on expanding its global footprint. I heard Adam Silver say that the NBA could stage games in China again. This is 5 years after the conflict over Hong Kong, democracy and protest. He did come out and say, look, anybody in our league, you know, can speak out on political matters. But he said the Chinese government took us off the air for a period of time. We accepted that. We stood by our values. Do we need to? I don't know if we need to, but I understand what Adam Silver is saying. And there is a global market and there is a huge China market for the NBA. We know that. And that's been present in years past, going back to when, you know, then Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey posted that message on social media about anti-government protest. Do we need to do this?
Well, I don't think we need to. We've proven for 5 years we've stayed in business without doing it.
Right.
But I also think it's great. I mean, look at the Olympics. Look how tough the competition was. Serbia took us to the mat. You know, France took us to the last few minutes of the game, both on the men's and women's side. So I think spreading basketball around the world actually accrues benefit to the NBA. it's kind of strange that Yao Ming came on in the 90s and early 2000s, and we haven't seen an influx of Chinese stars in the NBA, but we sure would love to. So, I mean, our team's been to Abu Dhabi. We've been to Mexico City in the last 3 years, and we'd love to go to China.
Great stuff. Steve Coonan, enjoy the grandbaby, and have a great weekend. Hopefully the Dogs handle business, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. I look forward to it.
It is surprising.
Night.
That's our boy, man. I did not hit the button. That was wrong. Sorry, Steve. Steve faded out.
I was going to do my commercial.
Oh.
Night, October 23rd. Get your tickets. Let's go.
There it is.
Right
there
on. It is. Let's go.
Yeah, that's our boy. October 23rd. He's opening night.
By the way, you know, he brings up Yao Ming. You think about it like, well, he's one in a million. If you're one in a million in China, there's technically 1,300 people just like you. I would beg to differ with Steve. I don't think we need to be in business with China, but that's just my opinion.
Well, that's why I asked him, do we need to? Adam Silver said at some point, he didn't say when, but he said at some point he thinks that they'll
be
back over
there. But like we say all the time, as you say, go try to buy something at a store or something online, and good luck it didn't come from China.
Yeah. Coming up, we talk about our quarterback. The quarterback report is on the way. Kirk Cousins, Dave Archer, as we get ready for Carolina on Sunday. And what is the key to this game? We're going to tell you. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.